Well, a lot of folks are going to be doing a lot of things that they don't do all the time, out of doors and having fun. So some safe food tips for outdoor activities, the picnics, the grilling, hiking, and camping with family and friends. And Kenneth King is a USDA expert from Washington, D.C. to help us. Kenneth, hi. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're very happy that you're here with us, and we've already started a discussion, and that discussion may be a recent discussion, could be an age old. For us, it's recent, where I read on a mayonnaise jar that it didn't need to be refrigerated. Well, we refrigerate our mayonnaise after we open it, and yet, according to this article I'm reading, a new report by global information company NPD Group finds that mayo is ready to leave the fridge and join ketchup and mustard bottles at room temperature on the table, or say it's your local eatery. Commercially produced mayonnaise, as opposed to the homemade version, does not need to be refrigerated, according to the report. What say you?
Wow, that's very interesting. I was not aware of that report at all.
Don't worry. Listen. I didn't mean to throw you, Kenneth. Let me just tell you, we're all ignoring that.
Yes.
We are all going to still keep our mayonnaise refrigerated. I don't know who these people are. I don't even care. They can tell me this 100 times. Still going to refrigerate the mayonnaise once it's opened.
Yeah, I think if you eat some mayonnaise that's been sitting out in warm weather, especially for too long, you may have some fireworks in your stomach. So,
and then the fireworks in the stomach lead to results that are not so pretty. I understand.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what other things? What the four safety tips? There's some basics. Regale us with this knowledge.
Right. So when it comes to food safety, we have four basic steps that everyone should keep in mind as they are grilling over the holiday season and just in their cooking habits in general. And those four steps are clean, separate, cook, and chill. So I'll just run through them briefly. So by clean, we mean washing your hands with warm soapy water for at least 20 seconds before touching food. You'd be surprised how many people actually forget to do this.
Mm.
Next, we have separate, and this is about avoiding cross-contamination, keeping your raw meat and poultry separate from your fruits and vegetables. And you can do this by using separate cutting boards, one cutting board for your fruits and vegetables and another one for your raw meat and poultry. The third step is cook, and this is just making sure your food is fully cooked by using a food thermometer to make sure it's reached a safe internal temperature. And lastly, we have chill. Any food that you are not eating and you want to save for later, just make sure you put it in the refrigerator, especially that mayonnaise. Please keep that in the refrigerator.
Yeah, and when you say chill, boy, there's a chill that goes over me if I go somewhere and they have a peeled shrimp out on a table for us to enjoy, but it's not on ice. It's not like, I mean, simply, some they have cooled or colder plates to keep it okay. And sometimes people just put a bed of ice and then put a plate or foil or something on top of that to make sure the shrimp stays cool. And I suspect you would say, when you say chill and keep it cool, that shrimp would be included, obviously.
Yes, that includes your shrimp. Seafood, meat, poultry, you want to make sure that it's kept cold.
And I understand, too, this whole idea of cross-contamination. You have to be careful if you are using a fork or a spoon to get something out of one container, and then all of a sudden it goes into the mayo jar or something else. Anytime you introduce other stuff into something, you're looking at some different rules and then some potential problems and those stomach fireworks you were talking about.
Exactly. And that's the tricky thing with cross-contamination, because it's very easy to make these mistakes, especially when we're around the grill for July 4th and, you know, we're with our friends and family. And we brought a whole plate of raw hamburger patties onto the grill. You want to make sure that when those patties are fully cooked, for example, bring a fresh, clean plate to put those clean patties on.
Yeah, right.
Don't reuse the same,
right.
the same dirty plate. And that's a simple mistake that people make sometimes.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. You can't say, well, they're cooked, and so that'll take care of whatever's on there raw. No. In fact, I always run in and rinse off the plate and put it in the sink showing it's been used so it doesn't get mixed up with the other plate I take out there for the burgers. Now, I am going to admit something, and my partner here, Sean Belegian, Sean, meet Kenneth King. Kenneth King, meet Sean. I never use a food thermometer. Do you use a food thermometer?
Oh, yeah. It's an absolute must. Kenneth, one of the things that drives me crazy is somebody say, well, how long did that Boston butt take you? And I don't think in terms of
no
time.
No one's ever asked me that question. It's kind of personal, but go ahead.
I don't think of terms of time. I say, well, you know, when it gets to 202, or how long did that, you know, nice piece of filet take you when it got to 130? I mean, the meat thermometer is a must, right?
Yes. A food thermometer is the only way you can know your food is fully cooked. So we definitely recommend using a food thermometer. You can find them pretty much in any grocery store. They'll have them readily available for you.
So what temperature should you cook burgers and hot dogs, for example?
Right. So burgers are fully cooked once they reach 160. I know everyone, there's preferences that people have with their burgers, but your burgers will be safest at 160 and your hot dogs will be safe at 165. And I should note, when you're using a food thermometer, you want to also make sure you're measuring it correctly by sticking the probe into the center, all the way into the center of the meat.
Well, I'll bear that in mind. I've been doing it, I wanted to say by feel, but yeah, I don't touch the meat to see if it's done. I mean, I just have been doing it. I guess we've gotten lucky. Maybe I'll get a food thermometer. Now, the other big question, and we don't have much time, but I'll just ask you, and we'll talk about it after you go, Kenneth. Are you a real mayonnaise guy or a Miracle Whip guy?
I'll stick with the mayonnaise if it's refrigerated.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing with Miracle Whip. All right, thank you much. Have a nice
thank
holiday.
You very much.
Go to foodsafety.gov, foodsafety.gov, more information. I was raised on Miracle Whip and then graduated to real mayonnaise. Is it Hellman's or is it Duke's? That's another question.
Look.